This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we go to the surface of the planet Mars, to Jezero Crater, to Perseverance, stalwart rover, and the wheels of Perseverance. Bob is here to report a stowaway. What am I looking at, Bob?
This is very cool. This was a post from the Perseverance science team on their update. And it's not, it's cool. It's just cool. There's a picture which shows a rock inside the wheel well of the left front wheel of Perseverance. But this picture that I've got on the page was taken almost over 3 months ago, back in early February. And what happened is this rock somehow was picked up and fell into the wheel well of Perseverance wheel, front left wheel, and has been basically tumbling there for the next 3 months. It's still there. There's a link to a May 26th picture, and it's really interesting to compare the two because you can see that the tumbling, it's been like in a tumbler. It's gotten smoothed out and it's shrunk in size, but it hasn't fallen out yet. So for 3 months, it's been traveling along with Perseverance. It's gone on more than 5 miles in its journey, what's going to be interesting, eventually it'll fall out. It's not doing any harm to the wheel. This has happened also for other rovers in the past, so it's not that unusual. But it does it will create an interesting puzzle for future geologists, because when it falls out, it's going to be in a place totally different than where it was before, and it might actually be out of place. And that's good. And how did it get smoothed and reduced in size? Future geologists are going to be baffled about this if they don't realize it was transported by Perseverance for a period of time.
Bob, and this photograph, are these true colors, or are they manufacture these colors to show us that?
This is supposed to be close to true color, more or less. It's not entirely true. It's not super accurate, but you're looking at a rough idea of what the colors look like.
Because the rock looks like it has two tones, or is that a mistake of the light?
Well, what you're probably looking at is broken sections that that are brighter, or more likely, the edges are darker, and that's probably the sections that are being tumbled against the surface of the interior wheel. And the result of that is, of course, they change as they get hit. If you look at the follow-up picture from May, you'll notice that the rock itself is all dark now, as it's been rubbed continuously as it tumbles back and forth.
Curiosity, the original Brave Rover, is climbing. How's it doing, Bob?
Well, this is another example of a really cool image they posted a mosaic of navigation camera images, and so rather than me assemble it, it's much better done when they do it. So I posted a section of that panorama, and what was interesting about the panorama is it shows that when Curiosity was moving up this steep slope on a particular drive, the drive stopped on the slope, and the slope's grade was 24 degrees. Now, you drive on roads, when the grade gets to be 10%, they put up warning signs, and they'll have, you know, those runoffs for out-of-control vehicles because it's a steep grade. But here, Curiosity's climbing a 24-degree slope without a problem, and the picture shows this. You can see where the rover's on the slope and the tilt of the slope, and it's pretty amazing. They are continuing to move slowly back to their original nominal route. They haven't announced exactly how they're going to do it, but it's pretty clear they're heading directly to it. And I got a map to show you where they're hoping to go and what they're hoping to see.
And are those all rocks out there? It looks like a mud flat, but those are all...
No, it's all rocks and dust. That's all you're seeing. That's all you will see pretty much from now on, rocks and dust. Since they entered the mountains, that's pretty much all you see anywhere on Mars is rocks and dust. And that's what it is.
The James Webb Telescope. Years in the making and much anxiety for its launch and its deployment. We are waiting for the first images. Is this what astronomers call first light, Bob?
No, we've had first light already. Those first light was the calibration images that they took right off the bat to make sure to get the thing in focus, and then to calibrate the various mirror segments and the instruments so that they'd be sharp. So those were first light. No, what they've announced, NASA now, and actually the science team that runs Webb, has announced that the first infrared science images, and I must emphasize, all the images from Webb will be infrared. They're not optical. They will be images, but they will be infrared images, not something that our normal eye could see, false color. But these infrared science images, the first science images will be released on July 12, 2022. Now, this in many ways will mirror that first release of images from the Hubble Space Telescope in 1993 after its serious focus problem had been solved. And it's going to be quite exciting. Just like then, we finally were going to get images from Hubble that were sharp. I was at that press conference, and it was pretty astonishing. I was at the science meeting where it was revealed, and there were lots of other images that were quite spectacular that really revealed things about stars and the universe that we had never seen before. And I would say that probably Webb is going to do something comparable when it releases these first science images. They're going to focus on their science targets, the kind of missions that they've sold Webb to do in these first images. Truth is, the better images and the bigger science and the bigger discoveries will probably not come from these targeted missions. It'll come from things that we don't even know what we're going
to
find.
My apology to Maven, another NASA robot in orbit around Mars, and Bob has positive information about Maven. What is Maven's job, Bob?
It went into safe mode back in February. The engineers struggled for 3 months to get it running again. A few days ago, they announced that they finally revealed this fact, and they timed it so that they could announce just 2 days later that they fixed it to make it look like they're really great people. But instead, they struggled 3 months to get it fixed. It's not entirely working. They've done its attitude control system is in problem. So they found a way to get around that, and it's functioning again. Maven does mainly now relay communications from the rovers to Earth. It does some science work, but that's its main purpose, and getting its attitude control working is an important thing.
And finally, Pulsar. I can recall from our youth, Bob, Pulsar was an advertisement for our television, I believe. But there's a new Pulsar. Where is it?
Pulsars on the television was named after the pulsars that were discovered first. Pulsars are neutron stars in space that, in rotating, send a beep to us every few seconds, or even less than that. They've discovered a pulsar that rotates that sends a pulse every 76 seconds or so. It's the slowest pulsar ever found. That's a mystery they do not understand. It was never expected to see a pulsar rotate this slowly, John.
A clearly extraterrestrial contact, 76 seconds. Bob, I can even tell that. They're Yankee Doodles out there. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black.